I think one word said it all last weekend for the Sydney Swans, and it was on the banner. It was that word respect. The Swannies went through it. Then they backed up their teammate in Adam Goods with him on the sidelines with an emphatic victory on the weekend. And I believe that Goodsy actually watched the wasn't going to watch, and then he did watch the final three quarters of the match, and he was pretty happy with the boys. Let's get the word from Tom Harley, the football manager for the Sydney Swans. G'day, Tom.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, good. It was the win that the club needed, wasn't it? In many, many ways, I reckon.
Yeah, it was a huge game. I mean, let's just talk from a pure footy perspective. Our form hadn't been great. We'd been found wanting against the Hawks and the Eagles in the previous fortnight. We had a few players out of form, a few players injured. So from that sense, it was backed against the wall. And then obviously the Adam Goods situation, if you like, was begun as a sporting story and then became a national conversation piece. And look, I don't know whether it galvanised the players, but the performance of the boys on the weekend was absolutely outstanding. It was led by the captains of the club in McVay and Kieran Jack. Kurt Tippett came back a couple of weeks earlier from a broken hand, was excellent against the Crows. The first time we'd actually played against the Crows. Buddy Franklin played sore. We got a lot of confidence out of starting the game well and played four quarters. So it was from a footy perspective, it was a really good result. And for those who were at the SCG, there was 38,000. It'll go down as, not been involved in footy now for 20 years, and it'll go down as one of the more memorable games or days at the football. It was quite extraordinary. And the football club, and I'm sure Adam, had he been there, been really overwhelmed and humbled by the support that the club's received from clearly our supporters, but the broader footy supporters, the Adelaide supporters that came up, the opposition players at the other 17 clubs. It's quite a remarkable week in football.
You're right, Tom. The match went beyond just being a footy game.
Yep.
The issue's gone beyond just being about a footballer. Are we going to see something special at Geelong this Saturday if Adam Goods plays?
Look. I think the Cats, and we've spoken about this in the public, the Cats have been in contact with us as early as last Monday, which to me would provide an insight for everyone as to the way that they operate as a footy club. They're extremely well led by their CEO and president and coach and captain. And they just want to do what is right and wouldn't do anything without necessarily Adam's imprimatur, if you like. So there's a few things that might be bubbling away. But first and foremost, Adam's coming to training today and certainly has the intention to train today and Thursday and play on Saturday. And I guess my personal view is that the one group, if you like, that can influence supporters was the club themselves. And Geelong's a unique AFL club. They're the only provincial team in the league. They can talk, if you like, to their supporters probably just as well as any other club through the local Geelong Advertiser and, as I say, through strong leadership. So, look, if there's a club that can handle it well, and if there are two clubs that have huge amounts of mutual respect for each other, it's Geelong and Sydney. So, really looking forward to getting down there on Saturday night.
Now, Tom, I know you're very, very proud, obviously, of Geelong because you're a two-time premiership-winning captain with that club. Are you hoping for a good result from the crowd, or you think you'll get it? I know what you'd want, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think we'll get that. As I said, the CEO Brian Cook talks a lot about the Geelong way, and he said quite clearly last week that extends to the supporter group. Chris Scott is their coach, and he's implored the same. I think you walk a fine line to, tell supporters what to do, but I think you can shape the way that your club is viewed, and a massive part of your club is your supporter base. And we saw it with our supporter base on Saturday, and as I say, it was an uplifting couple of hours at the SCG, and that was done. Yeah, there were some initiatives like the countdown clock and the banner and those sorts of things, but the atmosphere was created by the supporters and the respect that they showed for the situation. So, look, there are some clubs who can do that and do that really well. It typically comes down to leadership. We've got fantastic leadership at the Swans through Andrew Ireland and Andrew Pridham and John Longmire, and I've got the same amount of confidence in the leadership of the Geelong Footy Club.
Good stuff. In 10 seconds, can you tell me, Buddy Franklin, will he play?
I hope so. He is quite sore. He's got a crook back, and fingers crossed we'll do everything that we need to. But he, he said going into the game, he has to do everything for his footy club, and that's what he did last Saturday.
Tom, as always, we thank you for your time, mate.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.